Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Army's so-called transgender training now addresses, quote, male, close quote, pregnancies. That's right, male pregnancies. You have to wrap your head around that. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Barack Obama's pro-radical LGBT social experiment with the U.S. military is now being transformative without the military in a negative way. The Army has now begun mandatory transgender sensitivity training for soldiers. The training covers everything from trans female soldiers to transgender shower etiquette to dealing with male soldiers who become pregnant. That's
right. Excuse me? What?
Male soldier. How does a male soldier become pregnant? I mean, What are we talking about here? We're talking about a female
who thinks she's
that
a male
becomes pregnant,
but has
pretending
a baby
to be a male.
Confused right. mind oh, pretending so confused. To be a male. Because a male can't become pregnant. Let's just understand. A male can't become pregnant. And yet they're forcing people to participate in this fictitious lie.
You know, guys, this is the military. We would get annihilated by the enemy because everybody's running around in the military trying to figure out what gender they are.
Yeah, and what do we do
military.
With, quote, male pregnancies?
Yeah, this makes the United States, this Obama LGBT policy within the military, turning the military into a petri dish for radical San Francisco-style social experimentation. You know, Rush Limbaugh often says the military is there to kill people and break things. I mean, it's a defense. it's our defense, and to become a laughingstock like this.
Yeah.
And they call it sensitivity training. The left is so good with their euphemistic language. What we're talking about here is raw, pure re-education. This is brainwashing to tell somebody that up is down. Down is up, and to insist that our policy says so, that a man can become pregnant, it's so absurd you can't even believe that we're having this conversation. But it's dangerous when you start having this kind of insane nonsense and just out and out lies taken seriously within the context of the United States military.
But we're spending millions of dollars and tons of hours dealing with these lectures. I mean, this is the military, guys. We're supposed to be focused on fighting wars and being prepared for the enemy, not how to deal with what you feel like today.
Yeah, and you know, according to these absolutely ridiculous guidelines, they require that you cannot have a modified or constructed facility for only the so-called transgender people, the confused people who are one sex but think they're something else. You can't, in other words, have like a family restroom or shower room or some neutral one, and then you have male and female. You got to be able to, under these guidelines, allow them to go wherever they want to. So, in other words, female soldiers showering have to deal with these men who are anatomically male coming into the same exact shower thinking
open
that they are female.
Yeah.
In their mind, thinking that they are female, and they have to deal with these assaults of their senses. And men have to do
that is
the
assault.
Same thing.
That's a sexual
exactly.
assault. That's sexual
this
harassment.
This is going to implode. The battle is within here.
I mean,
take
for example, if you had a man who really believes that he's a man because he is a man, now wanting to go into the women's shower room and just put this back a couple of years and insisting that he can undress and shower right in front of them. The women would file a sexual harassment based on a hostile work environment and that the government, in this case the military, is allowing that to occur. I mean, hostile work environment, actually also includes people putting up pictures of women scantily clothed or naked, and the employer, whether it's government or private, doesn't stop that, allows that. The women could file a sexual discrimination complaint because
right,
it's created a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
Now you allow people to come into these facilities, showers, locker rooms, and so forth, completely opposite. And then you condone that. And anyone who complains, you punish them. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd. And Matt, you know, in Canada just passed a law. It has to be finally approved by the final authority there, that it would be illegal for you to not refer to the pronoun of that person's choice. So here, if we're talking about this, men who become pregnant, and you know that they're a woman, but you don't refer to them as a man or male or a he, if this were Canada, you would be fine because it would be illegal in that country.
So he's the daddy's mama and daddy at the same time?
Yeah, the thought police are in full force here, and that's what happens when you disregard truth and embrace a lie in order to silence dissent and to compel acquiescence and capitulation to that lie. You have to force everyone the lie. So as I often say, Matt, this is like the Emperor's New Clothes meet George Orwell. And what I mean by that, it's the Emperor's New Clothes, in that you remember the famous story about the Emperor running around naked, thinking he has this fancy clothes on, and everybody pretends along with him that, oh yeah, he's wearing it. And finally, someone has the courage to say, Emperor, you're actually naked. Well, it's meets George Orwell in that you have this example you give in Canada where the law compels people to lie. So if you're a Christian, first of all, you know, the Bible is clear. In the beginning, God made them male and female. So now that in Canada, they're saying you must lie. You must call a man pretending to be a woman her or she, or, well, that's a lie. So now you're at odds. Do I lie and disobey God on male, female, and on lying? Or do I acquiesce to this Emperor's New Clothes silliness? And so it's just crazy. And the fact that they would do this in the United States military is troubling, to say the least.
Well, in the military, it's no different than what is happening in Canada with the general civilian population, where the government is forcing you to lie. And if you don't lie, you are punished. In the military, it's the same way with the military population, because if you refer to one of these people by their actual biological, anatomical sex as a male or female, when they want you to refer to them otherwise, or you say you can't go into the women's shower because you're a man pretending to be a woman, then you'll be court-martialed, you'll be disciplined. In fact, under the guidelines, this is something from the guidelines, soldiers must accept living and working conditions that are often austere, primitive, and characterized by little or no privacy. The module of this training manual says, it says all soldiers will be able to use a billeting, bathroom, and shower facilities associated with their, quote, gender marker. What in the world is a gender marker? I mean, there is no gender marker unless it's your DNA.
Yeah, and they say the training materials now proclaim there will be mixed genitalia in military showers and sleeping quarters. So, you know, I really see this as hurting our defense system, as hurting our military, because how many moms and dads in America are going to send their children to the military knowing this is going on?
Yeah,
I mean, it places women and young women at risk. It is a sexual assault on the senses. It is sexual harassment. It can lead to sexual assault and voyeurism, as we see with Target's policy. You know, week after week after week, there seems like there's some new pervert taking advantage of Target's radical LGBT policy. But who's going to send, you know, I have two daughters.
We talked about that with schools, but now we're talking the military with your kids.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, this is they're living in close quarters.
Yeah.
And then when they're deployed, it's the same thing. When they're deployed out in the theater of engagement, they're going to have to be doing these kinds of things. The military shouldn't be focused on social transformation that is so radically harmful and frankly, a lie. They should be focused on cohesiveness and developing the strongest, most efficient fighting machine in the world. We need to call upon Defense Secretary James Mattis to put a stop to this nonsense. This is absolutely idiotic. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continuing to fight political correctness and some of these radical LGBT ideas. Join with us both in prayer and your financial support. Visit lc.org. Look at our resources page and make sure you continue to support us online, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.